BadQuaker.com podcast, where liberty is our mission. Today is Wednesday, February 13th, 2013. My name is Ben Stone, and this is podcast number 272. Today's going to be a little unusual. It's going to be a little bit short. It's going to be a lot shorter than normal. And we're not going to have any commercial breaks or anything like that. We're just going to punch right through this. What I have essentially done here, there's a very popular video over at ronpaulflix.com by Israel Anderson, and it's floating around the internet. It's in a lot of other places as well. But essentially, Israel Anderson comes on this video and gives the an apology, not an apology as in I'm sorry, but an apology in the true sense of the word, which means an explanation or a defense. Israel Anderson tries to defend Ron Paul in the recent event where Ron Paul is attempting to use the UN to snatch away a website domain name that Ron Paul feels he should own. Now, the name of this video, and it's very interesting because the name of this video is Ron Paul has not, and that's all in caps, not, Ron Paul has not gone to the UN to strong-arm ronpaul.com. And it's funny that Israel Anderson would use that particular title for this video, because in the video he admits that in fact Ron Paul has gone to the UN. And then we have to play with the terminology here about strong arm. Well, what is a strong arm? Well, we'll get into that. But I think you're going to see as we go through this that Israel Anderson may not be completely forthwith with this. Is that the right word? Completely genuine? How about that? Israel Anderson is not being genuine about this? I'll go through it, and what I'm going to do, I'm skipping the first 30 seconds because it's basically just an intro. And then from minute marker 30 seconds to 50 seconds, Israel just gives some background information. It's not really, there's nothing wrong with it. It just is not really, it's not the meat and potatoes of his, of the video. And then from, we're going to start the audio for this at the 50 second mark and let you hear for yourself. And we'll go from the 50-second mark to the 1 minute 10-second mark. That's where the first interruption will be. So here is here is about half a minute of Israel Anderson from his video. Ron Paul has not gone to the UN to strong-arm ronpaul.com.
Now, people are alleging the owners of ronpaul.com, Tim Wingate, is alleging that Ron Paul has gone to the United Nations in order to get the domain name back from Tim. That is disingenuous at best.
Okay, so this is our first interruption, and he says it's disingenuous at best. Well, if you look up the word, I found an interesting point here. One of my criticisms of Israel Anderson is that he seems to me more like a politician than even more than Ron Paul, just in the way he speaks and the way his mannerisms and so forth. And when he says to allege that Ron Paul has gone to the United Nations in order to get the domain name, he says that that's disingenuous. Well, Disingenuous, according to the dictionary, is not candid or sincere, typically by pretending that one knows less about something than one really knows. The Free Dictionary online says, the meaning of disingenuous has been shifting about lately. And it goes on to say that, not surprisingly, this word is used often in political context. Let's come back to that in just a minute. Let's go to the next section. We're going to look at from minute mark 110 to 141.
That is disingenuous at best. What is actually going on is Ron Paul is following the proper protocol that Tim voluntarily agreed to submit to if there were any disputes over the domain name. So when you purchase the domain name, you are effectively signing a contract voluntarily that states that if there is any dispute with this domain that you are now buying.
Okay, so again, what you just heard, he's explaining the procedure on how to seize a domain. He says Ron Paul's following the proper protocol that Tim voluntarily agreed to. Voluntarily agreed to. He very carefully describes this agreeing to the protocol without really pointing out that it's basically one of those boxes with pages and pages of legal text, and you have to click the agree button before you can move on in purchasing the domain name. So now, really, who reads those things? But that's not the point anyway. This is a straw man that he's built up here. It's not a matter. I don't know of anybody who's disputing that Ron Paul is following the proper protocol for these IP Nazis that push this kind of stuff. The allegation here is that Ron Paul could have settled this without running to the cops. That's the point. Not whether or not Ron Paul has the legal ability to pursue this. I haven't heard anybody say that Ron Paul doesn't have the legal ability to do this. Of course he does. It's just that we all thought he was better than that. Okay, now we're going to listen to the section from minute mark 1 minute 41 seconds to 1 minute 46 seconds. And this is a doozer. Listen to this.
That states that if there is any dispute with this domain that you are now buying, it will be handled through the ICANN resolution process.
Okay, now this is a very critical moment in understanding Israel Anderson's, maybe his motivation, I don't know. Israel Anderson, just now, what you just heard, he misstated the agency that Ron Paul appealed to as the ICANN, the I-C-A-N-N, rather than the WIPO. The ICANN is the it's the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. And ICANN is a private corporation that has an arrangement with the U.S. government. It's kind of like the Federal Reserve, only for the Internet. Now, to my knowledge, Ron Paul did not file anything with the ICANN. And to my knowledge, the folks at ronpaul.com have not alleged this. Ron Paul filed his complaint with the WIPO. The WIPO is the World Intellectual Property Organization and is one of only 17 specialized agencies of the United Nations. It is not some small, obscure agency lightly connected in some strange way to the UN. It is the UN. It absolutely is the UN. And now we're talking about who's disingenuous now, Israel. Who's being disingenuous about this? Do you not have access to Wikipedia? This is a critical factor in this, and you've made this major misstatement on the part of which organization it was. This indicates either that Israel Anderson doesn't know what he's talking about and should be ignored, or he's not very careful with critical facts and therefore should be ignored, or maybe he's telling a bold-faced lie, and we should point it out, disgrace him, and mock him. Which is it, Israel?
Process. Now, that may be part of a United Nations subcommittee or some ridiculous thing. That's beside the point.
No, Israel, it is not beside the point. It is the point. And I believe you know that, don't you? If you don't know that, how hard would it have been to actually read the complaint, which is all over the internet? You can get it at badquaker.com. You could read the complaint, you could see who it's addressed to, and then you could just Wikipedia the name of that organization and find it out before you make these statements. You could have done that. Why didn't you? Or did you? Okay, and that was from time marker 146 to 154, what you just heard. So we're taking off here at 154.
That's beside the point. To say that Ron Paul has gone to the United Nations to try and resolve this is absolutely disingenuous. It's dishonest.
Israel, who's being dishonest? Who? Okay, that was 154 to 202. Let's pick up at spot 202.
It's dishonest. Tim is trying to get people onto his side because they think Tim's trying to get people to believe that Ron Paul is strong-arming this domain away from Tim. Nothing could be further from the truth. Ron Paul is following the proper, correct, previously agreed upon and contracted procedure signed by Tim himself, voluntarily saying that this here, ICANN, their dispute resolution procedure, will be the way it works, and Ron Paul is following that. So Tim, what's your problem? You voluntarily agreed that this is exactly how it would pan out if there was ever a dispute over the domain name, and Ron Paul is following those words that you signed to the letter. There is nothing backhanded going on here at all. There is no strong arming of this domain away from Tim. A dispute.
What a pathetic display. I mean, really, what a pathetic display. Okay, so from time marker 2 minutes, 2 seconds to, I stopped that at 3 minutes, 6 seconds. There's really no need in going past 3 minutes, 6 seconds. You can listen to it for yourself, but everything after the 3 minutes, 6 second mark is pretty much just repeating the same straw man argument over and over and over. And that's what you hear from 2 minutes, 2 seconds to 3 minutes, 6 seconds. You hear the same straw man argument that, well, he's just following procedure. This is the agreed upon procedure. What's the problem? There's no strong arm. There's nothing backhanded. We're just using the fist of government. And if you resist, they'll send you a letter. And if you continue to resist, they'll send someone to your door with a gun. I mean, this is the same argument when someone says, oh, taxation is not by force. Taxation is voluntary. Taxation's not theft. No, not at all, is it? You see, it's the same statist mentality that if they don't actually see a gun pointed directly at their forehead, then they don't see a gun, period. They don't see the violence. They don't see the aggression of government. They see absolutely nothing wrong in using the procedure of basically calling the internet cops, calling the international internet cops. And again, notice how many times Israel distorts this by misstating which organization is being called upon. Are we really supposed to believe that a guy as knowledgeable as Israel Anderson is confused about something as fundamental as whether we're talking about the ICANN or whether we're talking about the WIPO? Do we really believe that he, a person of his accomplishment, is this confused and doesn't know the difference? Or that he hasn't actually taken the moments that it takes to read the complaint that Ron Paul's attorneys issued? Are we really supposed to believe that? Is he that inept? Or is this obviously a lie? Which is it? Is Israel really this dumb, or is he this dishonest? I'm having a hard time figuring out because I don't know him personally. Maybe he is this dumb. I don't know. But it seems to me he's not dumb. It seems to me that his worship of Ron Paul is so complete that he can't imagine Ron Paul doing anything that would be questionable. And when you take that kind of mentality, and then you realize that this is not a person, clearly, who has any kind of appreciation for the zero aggression principle. This is not a person who understands what government is, how governments function, and what happens if you don't particularly agree with a government. This is clearly a person who will set up a straw man and then repeat that straw man over and over, intentionally alter the facts involved in the case. And for what purpose? For what purpose would he do that? Well, I don't know, but again, Israel Anderson would make a fantastic politician. I'm sure he could get elected because he talks exactly like a politician. So there we have it. Think about it however you want to. Israel Anderson has, in my eyes, has no legitimacy in the libertarian movement, in the liberty movement, or in any other way with what's going on, you know, in this movement that we've watched blossom in the last 10 years. People like Israel Anderson, as long as they take this point of view that government procedures are always right, that you should always follow them no matter what. Let's take this back to the ball in the yard scenario that I've used a few times in reference to this. So the ball bounces into the old man's yard. Certainly, he has the legal ability to call the police on the kid. Sure, he could do that. He could just take the ball, toss it back to the kid. He could also ask the kid, hey, be more careful with your ball. He could also walk next door and talk to the kid's parents and say, hey, you know, maybe we got a thing going on with this ball, and I'm afraid it's going to break one of my windows, or it's hitting my plants, or whatever. He could do any of those things. And he would not be breaking any law to do any of those things. But the Ron Paul in this character does not do that. He grabs the ball, and he calls the police. That's the equivalent of what Ron Paul has done. Ron Paul could have talked. He could have used words. He could have communicated. He chose not to do that. He chose to be the bitter old man in the yard, grasping the kid's ball and calling the police. And it's enforced by the fist of the government. And it is not a voluntary corporation, like Israel Anderson is trying to make us believe. This is the UN. It absolutely is the UN. And then the UN will use pressure on ICANN, and because of agreements with the U.S. government, they will follow those recommendations. But that's all beside the point. Ron Paul filed with the UN. That is the point, Israel. And trying to shift the argument, or trying to make the argument be something that it's not, or trying to, you know, strong arm. Strong arm. Yeah, we anybody on the RonPaul.com side, like anybody has come out and said, oh yeah, Ron Paul sent thugs over there and they shoved my face into the wall. No, none of those things. But you know what is strong arm? You know what is strong arm, Israel? When you call police, when you call authorities that have no other tool in their toolbox other than aggression. That is the only tool that they have in their toolbox. And when you call them to come and do this, you are using strong arm tactics. Calling the UN and using the muscle of the UN, the international government, to try to force your will upon somebody is using strong arm tactics. Now, you can lie about it. You can try to water it down. You can build straw man arguments. You can do all those things all day. And I hope you do, Israel, and I hope others do as well. I hope lots and lots of Ron Paul, top-level Ron Paul followers, make as many straw man arguments of this as possible, and I hope they, as boldly as possible, proclaim from the rooftops how innocent Ron Paul is as Ron Paul snatches away this website. I hope that happens, because more and more people will be able to see the stark difference between those who bow at the heel of the state as it as the pressure of the heel of that state comes down on our throats, and those other among us who seek the opportunity to bite that heel. Folks, thanks for listening today. I know this was a short podcast, but I think it's important. And so thanks for listening today, and be sure and check back, I'm still on the road in the motorhome with my wife, touring the South, solving mysteries, as Michael Dean says. But, assuming everything goes well, assuming that I have an internet connection, if everything goes well, I'll be back to podcasting daily, hopefully starting Monday. Hopefully we will be in a campgrounds where we can do that. And then very shortly after that, we'll probably miss a day or two as we head up to New Hampshire for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, and a little commercial for them. If you can get there, be sure and do it. But either way, folks, thanks for listening to Bad Quaker Podcast today, and remember to get over to badquaker.com, where liberty is our mission, and we do have a forum, and that forum is growing. Thanks a lot, folks. Goodbye.